Ferndale Repertory Theater now in its 44th year, making it the oldest and largest of the North Coast resident community theaters, is down in Ferndale. They're having a show on Saturday the 23rd. It sounds pretty funny. It's actually called Comedy Rules Everything Around Me. Josh Barnes is here with me in the studio for this Saturday the 23rd show in Ferndale. Doors at 7, show at 8. And let's find out more with our guest on the homepage today, Josh Barnes. Welcome to the homepage.
Hi, welcome.
How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
I didn't have you.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's true.
Yet.
Yeah, that could be arranged.
So you're going to do some stand-up comedy?
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. There's 6 of us. One of us is a host. It's going to be pretty big. It's a huge opportunity for a lot of the local comedians. I'll be headlining this show, and hopefully this show can spawn more shows for us in the future.
And so you mentioned something important. These are all local comedians.
Yes, we're all local comedians. We've never gotten the chance to perform here at the Ferndale Rep, and so we're all really excited about this opportunity. The entire comedy community is really excited about this opportunity. It's a huge chance for us, as well as the theater.
Mm-hmm. So, and now, have you seen everyone's act?
Yes, I have. I've done lots of shows with all of these comedians on the show today.
And funny stuff?
Yes, of course. Well, yeah,
you
I wouldn't put them on the
once.
Show. Yeah, I wouldn't put them on the show if they weren't funny. Uh-huh. Like, I wouldn't reach out to them.
And what does constitute funny, actually?
I think just life. Life is a funny thing, you know. And if you can find ways to laugh at life in general, then mm-hmm. you can probably find ways to cope. And that's pretty much all it is for comedians. It's therapeutic, you know, to get up on stage and tell jokes and just kind of bring a different light to different things that you might say in your head but not say out loud.
And how long does each comedian have to perform?
We're looking at roughly about 10 to 15 minutes for each comedian. And then the feature and headliner get a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how long does it take to write enough material for a spot like that?
It depends. Some people, most of these people on the show are seasoned, and we all, you know, we've done 10, 15 minutes regularly, so it really isn't a lot after you've already done it. Most of the comedians that we do shows with, even at the Jam or other shows like that too, they're already at the 10-minute mark. You know, and we always are coming up with new material. Mm-hmm. So there's always, you know, there's new things you can add in and take out mm-hmm. and things of that sort.
When do you find it a good time to try something new that you haven't tried? Like, because they're laughing already, or what makes you take that risky ledge jump?
There's two different places. There's one you can try at the open mic. You know, you kind of season, you know, you put in some of your old stuff with your new stuff and try, you know, see what works and what doesn't. And then every now and then, what I see happens is, you know, we'll all be kind of hanging out or talking, and we'll kind of brainstorm some jokes mm-hmm. and see how it works between us as comedians, because we are very upfront with each other to say, no, that's not funny. That's not funny. That's not going to work. And, you know, so. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite comedians in your own world that you really
like around here?
Well,
or just
around here, or we can open it up to.
I would say around here, right now, everybody on that show are pretty much my favorite comedians, minus maybe one other person who couldn't make it to the show. But everybody on this show are comedians that I enjoy.
Okay.
I enjoy their sets. Even our host, James Stevens, who is a comedian as well, but he'll just be hosting this one. He's one of my favorite comedians as well.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of this world, I would have to say I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy Jerrod Carmichael. And there's just, I can't even think of all of them, but those are the first ones that pop in my head and my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
So.
Does the host get to tell a few jokes as well? Is it run like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what
in between each.
James's job as the host is not only, will not only be to host the show, but it's mm-hmm. also for him to do time as well too.
Mm-hmm.
So what he'll be doing is he'll probably start off by telling a few jokes, getting everybody kind of warmed up, testing the crowd. you know, getting everybody ready for what's going to take place. And then in between sets, he'll probably tell a joke here or there. And then there's actually an intermission in this show. So when we come back from the intermission, James will be telling more jokes.
Great.
So
sounds really good.
Yeah, so it evens out for everybody. We're like, all, you know, around the same amount, amount
like
of time.
Like one of these local show, like these comedy shows on TV, I think they're hysterical, just some of those.
Yeah, so. It's going to be just like that.
And then you mentioned there's a beverage counter, so you can have some beverages as well.
Yes,
and you can show up at 7 for the doors. The show's at 8, but you can come down and hang out a little bit, get your seat.
Right, yeah. Doors open at 7. So you can show up, you know, have, you know, get a few drinks. There's, I believe there's beer and wine. You can come there, have a few drinks, and then we'll have the show start. And then there's also intermission for you to go and get more if you would like in between the shows and come back. So it's kind of like you're getting like two shows, you know, for one. It's a lot of, as far as the comedy venue goes, we don't usually have an intermission, so this is also something new for us to try out too and see how that works out. So
well, this is pretty exciting, and you're studying at CR. You're all the way from Washington, D.C.
Yep, originally from Washington, D.C.
Have you written any jokes about us here so far?
Not specifically.
I could help you out.
Yeah, I was saying, I just usually, if I wanted to, just go look outside most of the time, and I could come up with quite a few.
just by stepping out your door?
Yeah, just by stepping outside and taking a quick look around, I can usually come up with a few. I haven't incorporated them into my set yet.
Does that have to do with clothing, a lot of those?
There's the, yeah, clothing.
Animals.
Animals, transients.
Transients, yeah.
Just, you know.
Lots of food for thought.
Yeah, there's plenty to take in. There's plenty.
Do you have a website or anything?
We have a show that we run on Sunday. It's called the Sunday Service Show. We're on Facebook. If you look up Sunday Service, we run a show in Arcata, and we have a Facebook for that. I want to have my own personal Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter as Josh Barnes is mental at Twitter.
And the show in Arcata every Sunday evenings at what time and
every
where?
Every Sunday, 5 to 7 at Northtown Coffee.
Okay. And so this, again, is at the Ferndale Repertory Theater. Comedy rules everything around me. I've been speaking with Josh Barnes. Saturday the 23rd, you know where to be, down at the Ferndale Rep, 7 for the doors, 8 for the show. Tickets are really reasonable. You can get them at the door or call for reservations, and that number is 786-5483. Thank you for coming up to Arcata and joining us.
Thank you. They can also get the tickets online, too.
Online at Ferndale Repertory Theater?
Yep. FerndaleRepertory.org.
Okay. Well,
thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.